Good morning, folks. You're welcome once again to another Sunday service, another wonderful session. I know by now you have enjoyed some worship songs, beautiful exhortation, and prayers. You know, it's just always a beautiful time when we come together virtually, you know, to do worship to God. You know, so I welcome you once again to this service and to this time. I know that it's going to be impactful. You're not going to live the same way. Before I go on, I'd like to ask, how is this season treating you? Seasons of uncertainties, even the weather is uncertain. You're not sure when it will rain or when the sun will shine. And when it does rain, it just comes so heavily. And when the sun shines, it is super hot. You're welcome anyway. Whatever it is, however strange things have become because of the COVID-19, I am sure that God is faithful. God is faithful. And He says that in all things, give thanks. So in this season, no matter how things are, whether the color is blue, whether the sky is blue, whether the green is grass or brown, whether the weather is hot or cold, whether we are locked down or allowed to free and fly, whether our nose masks are fine or unfine, in all things we give thanks to God, for He is faithful. His mercies endure forever, and He has said in His word, I shall not leave, neither will He forsake you. We give you thanks, God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 26 says, For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, Take, eat. This is My body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. Verse 26 says, For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Amen. These words were said by Paul, or were written by Paul. This was years after Jesus had passed, or should I say years after the event had been done, in the which Jesus, you know, took bread and broke it. But becomes relevant because the Lord Himself will reveal to Paul so that it can be documented, and because it is important. It is important in the gathering of believers that they should break the bread and drink the cup of the covenant in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross. So primarily it is about the remembrance of the Lord, or the efficacy of His death and the significance of His covenant. If we look through our calendar, normally today should be a communion service, which we break bread and we drink wine. But because of the virtual service, it seems like it is not possible. But however, we will not fail to bring to remembrance the reality and the truth of His death and His resurrection. The bread represented the breaking of His body, how Jesus was bruised, how He was battered, how He was shattered, how He was killed for you. He was broken and his brokenness signified so many other things. He was broken that you might live. He was beaten that you might live. His death represented your being alive, or his death represented your life. Jesus said, except a seed falls to the ground, is falls to the ground, he abides alone. He says, but when it is put to the ground, he says it dies, and when it comes forth, it brings forth much fruit. Jesus had to die so that you can live. His death represented your living. First Peter says, how that by his stripes you are healed. By stripes you have been made whole. So it is not a case. It is a case in the which you keep in memory, you understand the reality, the effect of Jesus being broken for you. You keep it in memory. The covenant represents the cup, the wine, or the cup of the wine, or the cup represented the enactment of another covenant. Talking about the covenant of grace. Bible says in John, it says, for the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So we're talking about a covenant of grace, a covenant of truth, a covenant that brings life, that brings to life. The day the law or the covenant with Moses was established, Bible records that 3,000 people died. But on the day of Pentecost, when the new covenant was going to be enacted and established, Scripture records that 3,000 people were saved. The covenant that we have come to is a covenant of grace that brings life. The covenant that brings life. As children of God, we cannot afford to shove aside this truth, this reality. We cannot afford to forget. Tell your neighbor, you cannot afford to forget. You cannot forget. Tell that person, you cannot forget. Oh, you may not have someone to tell. Okay, just heart it there. Just put a heart there. You cannot afford to forget the death of Jesus Christ for you. The inventions of things, the advent of new technology, the reproduction of new ideas, no matter how great they appear, the outburst of COVID-19 and the pandemic, no matter how great they appear, they shall pass away with time. But the efficacy, the effect of the death of Christ Jesus, the effect of the covenant of grace in the life of the believer shall never pass away. You cannot afford to forget. Jesus said to Paul, he says, as much as you do this, do it in remembrance. Do it in remembrance, proclaiming the Lord's death till he comes. In every situation you find yourself, at every opportunity you have, you're proclaiming the Lord's death till he comes. You can't forget. You can't forget. Jesus' death on the cross for you brought life to you. The covenant of grace that you have been established into brought you into a situation where you have dynamic power at work on your inside. The importance of these realities is what should shape your life, is what should cause you to shine brightly in this dark world. is what should cause you to fulfill your purpose and achieve significant things on behalf of the Lord. It's what should put you in the right perspective of God's grace when you do not forget that someone died or Jesus died to pay for your life. You live with the perspective of His hold over you and you live right. We can't forget we have been paid for. Our lives belong to Jesus. And so as children who understand and who do not forget, as I bring to memory, bring to memory again all that Jesus has done for us through the cross of Christ and the covenant and all the importance, the efficacy of the covenant that we have entered into, we'll take a moment to just pray unto our God. Magnify Him and exalt Him. So wherever you are, I expect that you're praying, you're saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you died for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I belong to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this covenant that I have entered into, a covenant that recognizes that I am weak and has decided to take hold of every responsibility. Oh God, I am grateful. Oh God, I appreciate you. I submit and I yield my life to you. To have your way. To have your way. Do it according to your will and to your purpose. Let it all be according to your plan. We give you all the glory and honor and praise. We worship you and we adore you. We say, blessed is your name, mighty God. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, O God. Thank you, Lord God. We do not forget what you have done. We keep it constantly in our hearts. And we allow it to be the influence of all that we do. And Father, I thank you as we go on in this session that your word will goad your children to doing the right thing. At the end of this session, O God, their new normal will be the walk in the Spirit. Thank you, Father. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. So I'll be rounding off on the series that was started a few weeks ago. You know, under the broad, you know, series, Faith in Action. We started the series about 4 weeks ago. That is the leading of the Spirit. The leading of the Spirit. So I'll just put a final, you know, full stop to it. I won't be, so much has been said. So what I'll just likely be doing this morning is to reaffirm some of the truths that has come from some perspective that I need to engage you and get you in action. I titled this, The Leading Can Be Your Normal. The Leading Can Be Your Normal. Or you can say the leading is your normal. The leading is your normal, but the idea is to help you or to get you to that point whereby you are consistently operating or in tune with the Spirit of God and you are constantly being led. So before I go on, let me just put this out. Being led by the Spirit does not mean that you will never go through difficult situations. Sometimes the leading of God is going to take you through difficult situations. But when you understand some of the things that have been said or that will be said, or you are a student of God's word, you understand that going through hardship is not the end of you. Rather, it is another opportunity to help you to be further grounded in God's truth, and it makes your roots deeper and you are stronger and you have a stronger base to hold such troubles as they come.